Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice. It's always a lovely surprise. And we already have three callers in queue, which is fabulous. And the numbers to call if you're going to ask a question, 888-627-6008. And the backup number is 323-744-4831. So let's get started.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan. Oh, I love it. Okay. That's great. Thank you and welcome, Genghis Khan.
Thank you, dear one.
Do you have a message for today's callers and listeners before we get started with our callers?
Yes. Step up. You're needed. You're all needed. If you see something, if you know of something that needs doing, step up. Take care of it. Please. You're needed.
Okay. I love it. That's so true. Okay. So that means each one of us, as we go about our daily lives, anything we see that needs to be addressed, just do it, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I think people are getting more and more proactive and beginning to do more of this. So this is a beautiful reminder to them. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. We're here with Genghis Khan. Cindy, you are up. Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for coming, Genghis. Hope I pronounced that correctly.
You are?
Good. Numerous questions. This one might have been asked before, but I do not remember what the answer was. When will the ISIS be totally defeated and removed? ISIS? Bad guys, gals?
September 13th, 2017.
Cool.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay.
I read where 74 NASA scientists have died in the last 2 years. Is this accurate? The answer broke up. Yes. Mary, you're going.
It's what?
That when you talk, I'm hearing.
Cindy?
The answer did not. Yes. The answer's not coming through.
Okay, the answer was yes. That's correct. 74 NASA scientists have died in the last 2 years.
Have they been murdered?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay. I watched a video with Corey Goody, and he was talking about inner Earth and what's going on down there. And as a child, he was programmed and taken down into deep crystal caverns, and he touched the crystal, and information about the history of Earth was being downloaded to him. And he was also told he couldn't touch them very long because it would be harmful to him. Is this true?
That it is true.
They were downloading an information, and if he touched them too long, it would physically and different ways harm him.
Yes, it is so.
Okay. Myself personally, if I'm going to, let's say, look for a crystals to bring into my life. Some, nothing happens when I hold them. Other times my hands vibrate and I have to put the crystal down and wipe my hands on my clothes because they don't quit vibrating. Am I getting information downloaded to me when that crystal is vibrating to me?
Yes, dear one.
Is there any way to tell me what type of information?
That information will be with you and will come to you when you need it.
All right. Corey Goody also talked about how when Trump was elected, that the Marines were gathered together and they were taken to certain bases in inner earth, and they went there and had to do all kinds of things to get through these big doors. And the humans that were in these bases and reptilians refused to leave and as requested. So all these beings were taken out. Is this accurate?
Not exactly, dear one.
And could you clear that up? What is accurate?
A bit of fanciful thinking.
So that didn't really happen?
Correct.
Okay. Corey's been, there's seven different groups of beings that he's been working with in inner earth and off earth. And the one Antar, I believe the group is, said that Scalier weapons are being used to harm the Antars. Is this accurate?
There, yes, some are. This is not a huge effort, but yes.
Okay, so can you give an approximate time frame when this will stop happening, where these people will not be hurt with the Scalier weapons?
August 9th, 2017.
Cool. So are there other bases inside the Earth that have bad guys and gals and reptilians currently still doing their whatever down there, in there?
There are some, but they are being cleaned out as we speak.
Okay. And then the Antars, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, we're talking about some other reptilians that look, the best way I can explain this is raptors. Sort of like from that movie, I can't remember what, that they've taken over part of the caverns where the big crystals are, and the Antars cannot get in there to learn from the crystals. Is that accurate?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then, just a second, reading. There was supposed to be, on April 12th, the our government, U.S. Air Force military, dropped the conventional bomb, to flush out Islamic State terrorists. But what really happened, it was MOAB bomb, and the goal was to capture or destroy giants hiding in Afghanistan's ancient state system, who possess secrets going back to the origin of human civilization. Is this true? They wanted to kill or destroy the giants in Afghanistan?
Actually, they wanted to stop those who are trying to destroy the giants.
Oh, did they succeed?
In large measure, yes.
So, how long will it be before the giants... Okay, so here's the question. Are the giants good guys or bad guys?
What does your heart tell you?
Good guys.
And you're correct?
Okay. So how long will it take to be able to stop who's ever trying to kill the giants? Approximate time.
I suggest you see that as zero.
Okay.
Manifest that which you want.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, yes, and I'll come to that, too. A term used, this is start of the time of crop circles, because this is when the crops of corn and wheat and everything are in bloom and everything. We're starting to get crop circles again. Especially in the UK. Why the UK versus other countries? It seems to be more there than any place else.
Of the peoples of the earth, they are a more formal people, are they not?
Formal, yes.
Yes. Spell it out, in other words.
I'll have to, okay. That, your response is going over my head. I don't understand.
Okay, so are you asking, why the UK as opposed to other countries, mostly, not all the crop circles are in the UK, but most of them. But what would be the significance of it being the UK? Them being a more formal people, meaning they want stuff spelled out correctly? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Spell it out. Don't make me guess.
Okay. So, they're sort of like me. I'm a black and white person. I, you know, these go over my head sometimes. Okay. Most of the crop circles are done by our galactic family, friends, versus a human.
Dear one?
Yes?
May I suggest that if it goes over your head, reach up and grab it?
Okay. 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 Well, I can grab it, but it still won't always make sense to me, but I'll work on that.
You can allow it to make sense to you.
Yes. Okay. So, I'll go on to my next question. The human human resonance. It's the vibrations that are getting the...
Cindy, you're breaking up so much I can't understand all your words.
Okay, the Schumann resonance.
Schumann resonance. Okay, yes.
Thank you. They've been starting to spike this month at 90 megahertz. Will these grow in a higher number?
Okay, are you asking, is the Schumann resonance going to continue to rise?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, are you asking if the Schumann resonance is going to continue to rise?
Yes, because early in the beginning of April, it was at 40. Now it's jumped to 90. Is it going to keep jumping into a higher number?
for a while.
Okay, Mary, you're breaking up now. Hello?
Try to reconnect us to a fresh connection for the internet. We use Skype. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Okay. Did you get my part? Okay. So, the beginning of April, it was at 40. Just a few days ago, it was 90. So, is it going to keep going higher and higher?
For a while, dear one, yes.
Okay. And is that waking people up really quickly?
It is doing many things. It is contributing to the opportunity for people to awaken, yes.
Okay. And right now we have five planets doing retrograde. And a lot of turmoil is going around everywhere. So I was told that possibly I will not be having my job within 2 weeks. I want to keep this job. Can you tell me what's going to happen? Because three people supposedly are going to lose their job, and I'm one of them.
Why do you want to keep the job, dear one?
Okay. Mary?
Yes, Cindy.
Oh, it sounded like a blow dryer in the background.
Okay. Oh, that's just a gardener.
Oh, okay. I'll go this direction then. I've been putting doing applications to get a different job. Will I be able to get one of those jobs I'm putting my applications in for?
No. You'll get two. You'll have to choose.
Oh, cool. So, well, hey, it's money. So, is there a way to help me know which would be the better of the two?
The one that stretches you the most.
All right. Okay, so can you give me a ballpark estimate of when these job offers will come?
Tuesday night at 6:17 p.m.
Okay, cool. Okay. I was told last week that there was a strong possibility of me getting a roommate, and that this person lives 70 miles away. Well, I talked to a person today. She works 70 miles away, and she decided that was too far of a commute to go to work 5 days a week, which I totally understand. Is there someone else that I can have as a roommate here where I currently live? Pardon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There are other possibilities.
And is that as a roommate or me finding a room to rent? Is that what you mean?
The former.
Okay. Do you have any idea when the person will be calling me, contacting me?
Saturday, 11:19 a.m.
This coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
Well, it's important to be concise.
Okay, Sandy.
Okay. Sorry for taking so long. Okay, that's
okay.
Should end it for now. Thank you very much, Genghis, for coming, and appreciate you being here. Good night.
All most welcome, dear
one. Rest of the call.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Ray, are you still there? You're next. Ray?
Yeah, I'm here, Mary.
Great. Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Well, hello, Genghis. Hi, Mary. Thank you both for providing the opportunity for the call, and I congratulate you, sir, on your patience. That was masterful. So thank you for giving us this opportunity. I have a couple of diverse questions, if I could ask, one being of a very personal nature and one kind of more philosophical, historical, long-term.
Okay.
I have a daughter, Genghis, I have a daughter who's 22 years old, just turned 22, and in a very brief background, she was a very premature young lady. She came into the world about halfway through a pregnancy at 25 weeks, weighed a pound and a half. Through all kinds of challenges, she survived and in many ways thrived. Went to a normal school, went to a medical high school, graduated two-year college, then transferred to a state university here in California. And within 2 weeks of being there, she had a full-blown psychotic break, which had put her in the hospital in ways that looked like out of The Exorcist. Over the next 15 months, she's had 9 more breaks in reality. Although my background is clinical psychology and spiritual in nature, my wife and I are struggling with this. And although I have a belief and understanding of a soul's path, I'm just wondering if you see something that we're not seeing, even from a metaphysical or a global consciousness perspective, and or if there is something we can do or some way to assist this very dear soul in our life. That makes sense.
Well, what you can do is let her know that you are and will be there.
That there will be, sorry, sir, you broke up part of it, that we will be there or support will be there?
You will be there for her.
Okay. I appreciate that. My other question revolves around, I'm sorry,
Ray?
Mary. Yeah, go ahead, hon. Yeah.
Ray, Genghis Khan was going to add something about your daughter.
Okay.
I believe.
Yes, this dear one has set up and will continue to set up major challenges for herself. This is just one. There will be more. She will succeed in overcoming the challenges.
Yeah. I hope so. I have faith. I hope we do. I hope we can continue to survive along with her. But I have hope and faith in that. I appreciate that that answer. I do.
Dear one.
So thank you.
I implore you to know that she will.
Okay.
In other words, Ray, he's saying to take a stronger position about knowing
Absolutely.
That she will succeed.
Yeah.
Okay? Not just wondering or worrying or whatever. Okay? Put your energy
sure.
on knowing she will.
I can appreciate that and will heed that wisdom. On a different note, Genghis, would you kind of share a little bit of what you would? I have a strong connection to where the Hawaiian Islands.
Ray, we're losing you.
Yeah, I'm hearing like a cement mixer. Is that you guys in the cement mixer? Can you hear me?
Oh, there's Mary? A gardener in the neighborhood.
Okay. Well, Mary, what I'll try and do is I'll call back after I get to my location. Okay? I'll try and call back. It'll be a little while. Thank you.
Okay. Barbara, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
There's a senator, a Democrat from Oregon, and he's going by the 25th Amendment. He wants to remove Trump from office. Will he succeed?
No.
What?
No.
Did you say no?
No, correct. No, he will not succeed.
All right. When will I be moving? Will it be Wisconsin or Chicago?
Which of those questions do you want me to answer?
Yes. What is the date that I will be moving from Massachusetts?
Before May 27th.
What year?
This year.
Will we be going to war with North Korea?
No, no war.
Did Aaron Hernandez, the former Patriots player, commit suicide or was it foul play?
The latter.
It was foul play?
Yes.
Should we be buying extra food and supplies because of the things that are going to be happening, that we won't be able to have food or supplies?
Do you want to support fear in the world?
No.
Then let it go.
Is silver a good investment?
Yes.
Is the stock market going to crash?
There will be a dip, a significant dip, but it's not going to crash per se.
Okay. The LHS 114 OB planet, is it larger than Earth?
Slightly?
Yes. Where will this new planet take us?
It's bringing new spiritual energies for you.
Elizabeth Warren, will she become president in the next election? What is her purpose?
There, when there is not going to be a next election per se, there is going to be new government.
When will that take place, Genghis Khan?
This year.
Exact date, please.
This year.
2017. May,
correct.
June, July.
This year.
All right. What is Elizabeth Warren's purpose?
As a human being?
Yes.
That's invasive, dear one. I can't go there.
Well, why is she writing all these books and trying to promote fear?
That's what she thinks she needs to do. She will learn from this.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Genghis Khan. Namaste.
Namaste, dear one.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for anybody's patience in sticking with us with the cabal interference in the call. It seems to be happening often, so we need to work on shifting that so it doesn't happen. Yes, okay. I started to talk about the water protectors, Standing Rock, and Genghis Khan, you said that they have lost the battle but not the war by any means.
Correct.
Okay. Do they need funds? Because I can give that information.
They do indeed. They need funds. They need food. They need blankets.
But funds would allow them to buy that stuff locally.
Correct.
Right, from those of us who are not in that area. Okay. There's a stand with standingrock.net website, and there's a place to send money orders. Please do not use PayPal or checks because they have to go through the bank. The local bank is holding up the Standing Rock Water Protectors funds, correct?
Absolutely correct.
And not giving them the funds. So the place to send money orders, the address is P.O. Box D, like dog, number 1, North Standing Rock Avenue, Fort Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, Fort Yates, North Dakota, 58538. Let me give that again. P.O. Box D, like dog, number 1, North Standing Rock Avenue, Fort Yates, North Dakota, 58538. And the money orders I couldn't find a name. Could they be made out to Chief of the Sioux or something like that? Would that work?
Made out to Standing Rock Water Protectors.
Okay. Make the money orders to Standing Rock Water Protectors. And that way anybody that's official in that group could negotiate those. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Jared Kushner, I'm told that he is good guy, bad guy, whatever, and the information we've gotten that seems to be correct, I'd like your verification if this is true, that he is not a Mossad agent per se. He's a minion. He takes orders and kind of swings with the wind. He's kind of wimpy. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. So he's not clearly standing up for what's right. He's swinging with the wind, so to speak.
Yes.
Yes. And this, I would think, would be something tremendously challenging as Trump begins to realize what's going on there. And this is his son-in-law, for goodness sakes, and that he's trying to prevent Trump from doing good work because he's listening to some people that don't want Trump to succeed, correct?
Correct.
And Steve Bannon he's a good guy and is giving good advice that he needs to listen to
that
Steve.
Is correct.
Listen to Steve and not to Jared. Okay. All right. How is Trump doing? Is he holding up? Is he learning still each day?
He is about to tear his tower out.
I would believe that. Who wants that job?
It's really tough.
Really, really, really hard.
When you're attacked for doing what's good and what's right, that does not make for a happy life.
No, it does not. And this is on a much larger scale. I mean, I know that the host and I have both been attacked for doing what's right in little situations. And Trump has got this huge number of situations.
Yes, he does.
Very, very hard. So best to give him a chance, be supportive, send love and light, and do whatever we can individually to support.
And hold the thought of new governance coming soon
Okay.
That will relieve him.
Yes, it will relieve him, because there will be no office of president, no vice president, no Congress. It's all gone. It's new governance. Not government, governance. Big difference.
Yes.
Okay.
And get ready to roll up your sleeves and go to work.
Because we need to be proactive at the local level, do we not?
Yes.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, we have a situation here in the Iao Valley of the water spigot that a lot of people have depended on for quality water that comes right out of the mountain. It's our understanding that the water has been replumbed, that pipe has been replumbed, and they are piping water from below with chlorine in it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is this something that we can get the current county council to reverse, or do we have to wait for the new governance?
It is worth the effort.
Okay, I sent out an email to maybe 100 people here on Maui, got very little response, but still I made the effort.
Yes, and that is good. Okay. You have to understand that they were misled by people who had good intentions, saying that they didn't dare take the chance of letting people drink the good water. They had to make sure that everything bad was killed in it.
Right. So that somebody advised the city council, we've got to chlorinate this water.
Exactly.
Instead of understanding
that it's good water.
That it's really good water by itself.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I will continue to work on that. That is something that we can do.
That is worth the effort.
Okay. Good. Okay, Teresa Barnwell, who's been Hillary's double, correct? The best double they have?
Yes.
There's a big article that I tried to send out, but it's a big file, so it's not easy to send, exposing this and pictures and so forth. Is it worth my trying to keep sending it to get it out
yes.
to people? Okay. Okay. Does she realize that because Hillary died on September 11th, the evening of September 11th, that she is in danger once that word gets out?
She does indeed.
Is she going to try to protect herself?
She's going to try to get the information out so that she is protected. It's over.
Protected by the publicity yes. as opposed to
of the information.
Of the, okay, rather than hiding and dyeing her hair.
Correct.
And so forth. Okay, well, that's good. If she's a good person and she knows she has to protect herself. And
she doesn't.
That's the best way to do it.
Yes.
Okay, that's a wise choice. I would imagine some people would run away, hide, and dye their hair and change the style and change the clothes and all that. But it's better if people know what's going on. So her bravery is good.
Yes.
Okay, the vetsforchildrescue.org, the retired military person who had a Navy SEAL, I believe, who started that organization, has it been approved as a 501c3 yet, or is it still in process?
In process.
Still in process. Will it be approved soon, or is there somebody standing in the way to try to prevent it?
There's interference happening.
Okay. Is there anything we can do about speeding up that approval?
You can see it being done.
All right. So we see it being done. Okay. That's vets for the digit for childrescue.org, addressing the pedophile situation. Just another way to address
yes.
that situation. Okay. Is there progress being made on the pedophiles and arrests and so forth?
Tremendous.
Tremendous?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. That is excellent. Okay. The percentage of what we call cabal or Illuminati people, if you take 1951 at 100%, what are we down to now as far as what's left in any kind of capacity to do anything?
A percentage won't tell you what you're trying to learn.
Okay.
What you're trying to learn is that there are so few as to feel really, really vulnerable.
Yeah.
And really, really scared.
Well, that's good.
That is good.
That is good. Unless their scaredness makes them do stuff that's inappropriate, but maybe they're too scared even to try much more stuff.
That is, we're rapidly approaching that point.
And a lot of their money has been cut off, has it not?
Correct.
So if you don't have money, you can't do a whole lot.
Right.
Good, 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 good. All right. Very good. The U.S. ships in the waters off North Korea, the purpose of that, the real purpose behind it?
Trump saying we're still here.
Okay. Like, we will rattle our saber if we need to, so don't try anything.
Exactly.
So it's really just an assertive move to say, lay off, don't hurt humanity. We don't want war, but we are going to stay here and make sure that you don't try anything silly, right?
Yes.
Something like that?
Something
okay.
like that.
Is the North Korean leadership, are they understanding it that way?
To say that they're pissed is an understatement.
So they get it.
They get it.
They get it that their hands are tied and they're in big trouble if they try to do anything of any significance.
Yes.
Right? Okay. All right. So that's exactly a beautiful move on his part.
Absolutely.
Trump's part. Excellent. Yes. All right, excellent. Okay, I'm told that a group called the Alliance is now in possession of all the private information on Americans that the Cabal did have, that they've taken it over and the Cabal basically doesn't have a lot of private information that they did have on just regular Americans. Is that true?
That is so.
That is okay. So we are actually safer now.
Much.
As a humanity in America than we were some time ago.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Bless the Alliance and all the people working with him. That is wonderful. Okay. Let's see. Maybe we should have you reiterate your message to our listeners and our callers about what you recommend that people do that you started the call with or anything else you would like to share that would be of help and value.
I will say this then, given me the opportunity, I will say this. You are needed. No more hiding. No more hanging back. You are needed. Let's go.
So everybody who has something to contribute, and everybody does.
Everybody does.
To whatever can be done that's good.
Yes.
In their particular circumstances and environment. Whatever opportunities arise where they could make the right choice as opposed to holding back.
Yes.
And take action, step up, take action, don't hold back.
Correct.
That's basically what you're saying.
That is it.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share at this time before we finish?
Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. And we hope that most of this call comes through, and we will work on energetically a lack of cabal interference in the future, because it's time for them to step down. We step up, they step down.
Yes.
Thank you, Genghis Khan, so very much for being here. We're very grateful.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.